Shall we turn to Matthew chapter 13, verse 31-32. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof." The topic of my message is church growth is like to the mustard seed. This is a figure drawn from a vegetable garden in the Holy Land, which we saw during our pilgrimages. We did not see the seed, but we saw the plant. And when it is springtime, and all the plants and the trees have their leaves again, we find that the mustard tree is only about 12 feet. And yet it is named the highest, the tallest tree in the garden. Of course, it is not in the forest, but it is in a vegetable garden where they plant potatoes, tomatoes, pumpkins, melons, and all these are creeping plants. So low they are. But the mustard seed grows up to about 12 feet and it bears yellow flowers, so that the birds of the air would come and lodge in the branches for shelter. That is a picture of the Christian church. It started with one man, namely our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and he had only 12 disciples. But in one generation, our Lord and Savior, through his church, conquered the whole Roman Empire. What is the formula for this church growth? It is given in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." The secret of growth is not vertical, which is man's idea, but horizontal. Peter, on the day of Pentecost, won 3,000 to the Lord. And on another day, 5,000. But he did not build for himself a big cathedral in Jerusalem, and he will be ordained Bishop Saint Peter, and he would comfortably sit down in Jerusalem. But he literally followed the map that is made up for him in the Olivet Commission, that he should preach in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria. Literally, he went to Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Peter went from Jerusalem to Samaria, and went to Joppa, Caesarea, and went up to Asia Minor. He even went to Corinth, and his wife was even mentioned about him, with him. And finally, according to very strong tradition, he went to Rome. That is a pattern, that the gospel should be preached in all the world, in a horizontal progression and not in a vertical progression. But there are many churches in the world that would want to grow vertically. And this is the biggest church in the world, found in Seoul, Korea, and the pastor is Cho Yong-gi. He has a church membership of 500,000 and a church seating 10,000 people. But I heard from a Korean student of mine who knows him since he comes from Korea, that when Pastor Cho Yong-gi sacked some of his elders, the repercussion was quite all shaking. 100,000 members who supported those elders left the church. This is to show that it is not according to the parable of the mustard seed, which has many branches, not according to the pattern of the apostles, especially set for us by Peter. There are many churches in Singapore that also stress on the vertical growth with centralized control. But again, these churches grow to their own glory, but not according to the pattern set by the apostles. We thank God for the Bible Presbyterian Church and for the pattern we follow, the apostles, so that after 50 years in Singapore itself, we have at least 60 congregations. It will really surprise you to know of many little young churches that have cropped up even during the last 10 years. In Malaysia, we have 20 churches. And in all ASEAN and around the world, thank God indeed, it has spread greatly to Australia, to London, to Canada, and even the Holy Land is under our ministry. And these show the pattern, as it were, of the mustard seed that is sown, but it has many branches, so that the birds come and take shelter in the branches. A picture of many adherents, they come to our church, whether they find salvation or not yet, they do come to our churches. When I was in America in 1988, I read a full-page report of the Korean churches in 1988 had grown to 2,000 in the United States. And it says that the churches are a gathering place for many new Koreans who need help. And so it's a sort of a community society. But thank God, half of them have found the Lord Jesus Christ through the ministry of the church. It is a very important thing, therefore, for us that when we run our services here, they are beamed on the hungry souls of men and women to let them know there is a way out through any difficulty through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now the Apostle Paul sets us even a higher example, and that is during his whole life he had gone through 3 missionary journeys, and particularly the second and the third, they were to the uttermost part of the earth, to Corinth. But the fourth time, when he was deported to Rome, now he arrived in Rome by royal charter. And that completes the picture of how Christ, through his disciples, had sent the gospel to the ends of the Roman Empire. Now we have started to have mission stations very early in the life of Life Church. And in 1954, we were in charge of Kelapa Sawit with the Evangelistic of Singapore. It was established by Dr. Andrew G. of the Evangelize China Fellowship. He took this station in 1952. But after 2 years, he relinquished the station to us. So it has become a BP church of long standing now. I spoke at the 50th anniversary, and I noted to them how the Lord had mightily blessed this little outpost. They have built a very beautiful complex church and kindergarten on 1/2 acre of prime land on top, on the highest point of a village. And during the years, they have not only propagated the gospel in Kelapa Sawit, but also in neighboring Ayerbomban and Bukit Batu within a 10-mile radius. Churches, 2 churches and 2 kindergartens. And when John Ling, the minister there, or not the minister, the elder there, went to the East Coast, to Kemaman in Terengganu, his first wife died, and he married again, and graduated from a course of study in FEBC. And he felt the call to go to the East Coast of Malaysia. As a result, 2 other BP churches have sprung. The Commandment Bible Presbyterian Church now, under the strong leadership of Dr. and Mrs. Wee, and Kuantan, where we have a vigorous Sunday school of 60 through a sister of the church who volunteers and who organizes a team to teach a Sunday school there every week. And so a little outpost in 50 years has founded altogether 5 churches. And I say that it is very good. I know of a church in Singapore. To be exact, it is 159 years old. But to this day, it is still 1 church. Thank God that as Life Church, as far as Life Church is concerned, the Lord's Spirit of missions is working in our midst. Lately, we have 4 new missionaries in a very short space of time who had answered the call to go to Kenya. So I would like to challenge Life Church to vigorous support of these four missionaries and not to grow weary. In fact, I'd like to give you a report of 20 missionaries are already being sent by Life Church throughout all ASEAN to Saipan and then now to Kenya, Africa. First of all, two are in Singapore. One is Eduardo Morante, missionary to the Filipinas who worship here at 8 o'clock and 10:30. So there are two Filipina fellowships. And through his ministry, a good number of them have given up their Roman Catholicism as witnessed by the baptisms in this church. The second is Deacon Henry Tan. He has been very fruitful in working with the before and after school care, and there are three schools that have been greatly benefited and many have come to the Lord. Now a fourth school called Canberra, also in that area, Yishun, are requesting him. So you can see that in Singapore, we have found a mission field, and when you enter, the Lord has given good results. Deacon Henry Tan is also a freelance or missionary at large who fills the pulpit of Tangkat, Johor Bahru, Kemaman, and Mersing. Mersing is not a resort, but it is a Presbyterian church in the town, and we try to bring the gospel there. Now, Malaysia, we have Kim Katek in Malacca, Sim Peng Sin in Tangkat, and in East Malaysia, Kuching, Mr. Bong. These are in Malaysia. Rosca in Batam has a helper in a principal kindergarten, principal of a kindergarten, and in Jakarta we have Yusnia who works amongst the children and the ladies. Thailand we have Jess and Diram. Burma, Tom Loy with a Bible college there, and he is engaged in the printing of the Phalam Chin KJV version Bible. Andrew Kamp, who has an orphanage and two branch churches that he visits in the afternoon and evening. And then Amos Gu Zasum in the Chin state, he is involved in primary school education. Philippines, we do not have a missionary, but we offer a good number of scholarships for the helping hand members who come here. Vietnam, we gave a scholarship of 5 years to Minh, and his return, in a true sense, he is a missionary. Cambodia, 4. You know the 3 Korean missionaries plus Suresh and Saipan, our sister Heng Sao, who has been doing a yeoman's service. Totaling 20 missionaries already, plus another 4 to Kenya, adds up to 24. And so our missionary program is a heavy one. But here comes the challenge. When they are willing to give up their jobs, good paying jobs, and to go to a land where things are different, quite different, and to integrate with them, I believe you will agree with me that they have truly sacrificed themselves. Our membership is 1,700. How much do our members support missions? That is a question. I pray that the Lord today will move us by the example of Sister Jun Tan, who came here and testified to you. In fact, she has got 3 degrees. She was an art student, but in her employment, she was deeply involved with computers. And then he took another 2 years of study here, MRA, Master of Religious Education, and she is able to go and help out to teach 5 courses. And with great joy in her heart, she is going. Let us pray for her and all the rest. Let us, who have never given to missions, now start to do so, that the Lord may bless us all. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds. Jesus Christ came, one person. But when it is grown, it is the greatest among the herbs, amongst the vegetables, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. May the Lord speak to our hearts that we may be concerned all the time with the growth of His church and of His kingdom. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, once again we pray for our sister Jun Tan. Give her much joy and courage to go to assignment for the next 1 year. And so we pray for Mok and Carol, who will be following up. And we pray for the rest of them, Chan Pui Ming, Lillian, and Lawrence. We marvel how Thou hast brought us into this new field. Not because we are wise, but because Thou hast a plan to use Life Church members. Bless our congregation, who is stirred for that work, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.